The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, April 1st, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it is Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong, joins us. Steve, how goes it?
Daniel, always a fun day at the Wiltfong house. The sun is shining. It's a little chilly. We're sending this sunshine down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus. It's also opening day, and we love that around here. We love baseball, and so we're hoping the Cubs can get off to a good start in this house. I assume most people listening to this are Indians and Reds fans, so good luck to your squads, and I'm just, you know, looking forward to being inside ballparks this year with my family, going to a Marlins game this coming week while I'm on spring break, Marlins Cardinals, so hoping to get back to some normalcy.
That was the word I was going to use. We are attempting to return to some level of normalcy. Getting back inside stadiums is awesome. We hope we will be able to do that this fall, about 108,000 possibly at the Shoe, but I digress. One guy I want to talk about today, and you are uniquely suited to discuss him, his name is Jair Brown. He is a commitment to Ohio State, lives in suburban Cincinnati. He is a cornerback, but he is visiting Notre Dame this weekend. Why is he doing that? I have no idea. You may know better than me, but traditionally, guys who take visits this late in the process at schools like Ohio State have a wandering eye. Do you believe Jair Brown has a wandering eye?
I mean, I think it's obvious that, you know, him and his family are communicating with other programs, and so that's very real. I think that he's a guy that Ohio State's going to fight to keep in their class, though. And so, I mean, this is big boy recruiting sometimes, and every school deals with it. So y'all know that I've been following it for a long time. You know, Ohio State has a couple guys year in and year out that they have to kind of, you know, continue to convince that they should want to play here at Ohio State. And, you know, everything I'm hearing, they'll fight the good fight for Jair Brown moving forward. He's a guy they very much want in their class.
Jair Brown plays cornerback, as I mentioned, and playing cornerback at Ohio State is a very lucrative type situation. Why do you think he's considering Notre Dame when he's already committed to Ohio State?
I think Notre Dame's another school that's recruited well traditionally in that area. That, you know, they have some Ohio natives on their staff. They've been successful also. I also think that the Brown camp is just enjoying building relationships with other schools and hearing what they have to offer and making sure that they're making the right decision and going to Ohio State.
Yeah, my assumption is they either like to be recruited or he doesn't think he's good enough to play at Ohio State with the competition that comes in, because it makes no sense to me. I will defer to the director of recruiting on that one. I will also defer to him and the entire 24/7 Sports recruiting crew when it comes to putting together rankings for the class of 2023. They just did that. The initial top 247 came out yesterday. Ohio State is in the mix for several top 10 prospects. But we are going to start at the top with the position everybody wants to hear about. That's quarterback. Ohio State has done a uniquely great job over the last few years of getting their guy, Quinn Ewers being the latest example in the class of 2022. Three headliners among quarterbacks, three guys in the top 10. One guy named Arch Manning. You may have heard of someone in his family. He is the son of Cooper Manning. Cooper is Peyton and Eli's older brother. He plays in New Orleans just like the rest of his family did. Then you've got Malachi Nelson from Los Alamitos, California, and Dante Moore from Detroit King in Michigan. It does seem like Ohio State, though, has focused in on Malachi Nelson as their guy.
Yep, he appears to be the Buckeyes' top target. Man, he's just one of the best pure natural throwers of the football that I've seen with my own eyes playing high school football. Right now, got a chance to see him compete in the same setting that I saw Kyle McCord at, or one of the same settings I saw Kyle McCord at the QB Collective event in Indianapolis. He's playing his sophomore season right now as California, the pandemic, moved it to the spring, and he's looked strong. Watched him play his second week game, and he really came on in the second half and just had an outstanding showing in that one. Anticipates well, can make every throw, and then just a really good kid. He's a fit anywhere. You know, the schools he's most familiar with right now are Florida State and USC, and with Clemson, Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas, the schools y'all are used to recruiting against, all in the mix for Malachi Nelson.
CJ Stroud, Jack Miller, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord. You think Malachi Nelson fits in from a talent perspective?
Yeah, he maintains the standard that is at the quarterback position. You know, I expect Malachi Nelson to do great things at the college level and hear his name called in the first round of the NFL draft down the road.
Very cool. All right, we're going to talk about the top 10. And you did a story, which everyone can find if they haven't read already, on where these guys are leaning. We're going to focus in on the ones that Ohio State has the best chance with. As we know, recruiting is fluid, and we are well away from Judgment Day. The top 10 is led by Lebius Overton, the defensive lineman from Alabama. We discussed him on the last show. I have no hope for him coming to Ohio State. Some may. But let's talk about the ones that mentioned Ohio State. And unfortunately, the number 3 guy is also from Alabama. James Smith, Montgomery, Alabama, defensive tackle. What's your vibe?
I think that he, you know, it's easy for me to just say, I bet he ends up in the SEC, but the one school mentioned that's not in the SEC as an early contender when talking to a source close to him is Ohio State. And again, Larry Johnson and his pedigree at the position and just Ohio State's, you know, position in the hierarchy of college football. You know, the Ohio State, there's a lot of sex appeal to this program's name in all parts of the country. It gets the nod of respect in the SEC territory, and so I think that they're in the game for James Smith.
The next guy on the list would be Malachi Nelson. He's number 6, so we're moving to number 7 on the list, and a position Ohio State has had much more success getting people out of there, Florida defensive back. That's Cormani McClain from Lake Gibson. How good is he?
Oh, man, 9 interceptions last season, just a smooth, instinctive ball hawk on the perimeter. He told me Florida State and Miami are coming at him the hardest right now, the 2 in-state programs. His head coach told me that Alabama, Oklahoma, and Ohio State are in the thick of it, too, and LSU offered earlier this week, and they're a contender. But kind of similar to Malachi Nelson, the usual suspects in the game for the number 1 corner in the country.
Yeah, and keep in mind, people, we're early on here, so you're going to hear most of the big-time names as we get rolling. Number 8, back to the South, Caleb Downs, a safety out of Georgia.
This kid really fits Ohio State and Ohio State's locker room. I think the Buckeyes are going to have an excellent chance at Caleb Downs. He grew up a Clemson fan, so they'll be tough. They'll be in the mix. His older brother is a receiver at North Carolina, had a terrific true freshman year. This past year, the family's extremely close to Dre Bly, so the Tar Heels are going to be in the middle of that one as well. Notre Dame, Alabama, Florida State. He's kind of already got a top 6, so we really know who's in the game for Caleb Downs, and I don't expect that to change much from now till the end.
Let's finish with this dude. Number 10, Brandon Ennis from Miami True Prep. Forgive me if I've never heard of True Prep.
Yeah, it's a new school. They had a pretty talented, they played IMG last year and has scored in that game. They ended up taking an L, but they got some talented dudes down there led by Brandon Ennis, who's been on the radar in this recruiting class as long as anybody, had offers in middle school, played for the South Florida Express. He's probably the first 2023 prospect I knew of in this cycle. And he's, you know, he's got a ton of offers. I asked him who was doing the best job recruiting him, and you know, he's got a lot of schools. You know, Ohio State was the 3rd school he mentioned in that answer, with USC 1st, Florida State 2nd. But all the powerhouses are making a connection with Ennis. He's been to the 3 in-state programs multiple times, Miami, Florida, and Florida State. But this recruitment's going to be a marathon. Ohio State will get their chance to impress.
Those are the names you're really going to want to know here. They will come up ad nauseum until signing day 2023. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we are back. A new name developed yesterday. Dominique Orange, defensive tackle out of Kansas City. I'll admit I knew nothing about him until you wrote about it. Let us know the newest offer for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, 24/7 Sports Composite, four-star defensive tackle out of Kansas City, as you said. He's a guy that I know is at the top of the board. The schools like Iowa, you know, Iowa State, this is a guy they coveted early on. But people, the secret is out on him. He's approaching 20 offers. Ohio State is one of them now. He talked with Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson told him that they need 2 to 3 defensive linemen in this class. They hope that he's one of them. And he was keen on Texas and Oregon and Michigan, and Ohio State's firmly in the middle of this one. And we'll see, you know, as this class takes shape for Ohio State, who they're pushing for, they'll have a great chance at Dominique Orange.
I have not prepared Steve at all for this, but I will ask him, who will win the national championship in basketball? Gonzaga plays UCLA, Baylor plays Houston in an all-Texas matchup.
I can assure you the whole Hoosier State is rooting against Houston and Kelvin Sampson. I shouldn't say the whole, but a lot of people around these parts, not including myself, stocked down on Kelvin Sampson for his time at Indiana. So it would be wild if he won here in Indianapolis. I'm rolling with Gonzaga. I didn't start watching college basketball really until I saw Gonzaga come back and win in their conference title game. And then I've watched a lot of the madness like a normal sports loving human being. But the talk radio here in Indiana would go nuts if Kelvin Sampson won it all.
Pretty good hire, Indiana made it coach, but I digress. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care of y'all. See you in the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.